The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter. Jesus said, "Now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
The name for today's Sunday is Cantate, which is from our Isaiah reading, which, of course, is the song of praise of the Lord that the people sang when they were delivered not only from Egypt, because that was the song of Moses. This is a new song of Moses when they return from exile. And, of course, we look forward to and we sing the new song of the new creation here in heaven on earth, the divine service, with lifted voices altogether one. But our Isaiah reading says, "Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously." You may then complete that with, "The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea," remembering God's mighty deeds. By awesome deeds, he rescues us in righteousness. And so he did. He threw Pharaoh and all of his soldiers into the water, but he saved his people by water. Today's sermon is about God's mighty deliverance here and now, and why we should sing praises to the Lord. So the Lord has been born in Christ Jesus. The Lord has lived, died, and rose again, and now he's ascended. That may be a mysterious part, that ascension part. It's observed on a weekday, on a Thursday always, the last Thursday before Easter season ends. And so sometimes we forget about the ascension, kind of like forgetting about the Epiphany. But Jesus has ascended to make you righteous before God. And this is a glorious thing, because Jesus shares that righteousness with you by faith in him. It's what we call justification. God makes you just by giving you his son Jesus' righteousness, his holiness, his perfectness. He takes away your brokenness, your sinfulness, your shame, and he gives you his son's perfection by faith. As Jesus told his disciples, it's good that he has ascended. It is to your advantage. I think it's very funny that Jesus speaks like that. It's like, I don't want to say he's being utilitarian, but he's seeing how people judge things. Well, is this, what's in it for me? People always ask. And Jesus considers that. He says, well, it's to your advantage. Why? Because he's going to send you the Helper. He's going to send you the Holy Spirit, Spiritus Sanctus, as we have in our stained glass window here. Christ says that the Holy Spirit does three things today. And because Jesus gives a three-point sermon today, so am I. He says that the Holy Spirit is going to convict the world concerning sin, concerning righteousness, and concerning judgment. Sin, because the world does not believe in him. Righteousness, because he has ascended and stands before his Father. And judgment, because Satan, or the ruler of this world, has been judged by Jesus Christ. But the world is completely confused about sin. Those who still belong to the world, some of whom even go to Christian churches, but still belong to the world, and those who do not yet have faith, they remain lost in what Jesus calls sin. Everyone still feels the effects of sin, whether the most distant being natural disasters or simply death or sickness, to the closeness of the effects of sin, the death of loved ones, or your own coming death. Everyone feels those effects of sin, but not everyone has the comfort of having a Savior from that sin, like you and I do. And this can either be because they have not even told about Jesus, or they have known about him or even loved him and have rejected him, gone away from his voice. And so those who belong to the world, they understand sin in three ways. The first is believing that they are not a sinner and everyone else is. Man, what a trap. Or they believe that no one is a sinner, especially not them. And this is the hardest, because those who see the world in this way have a really hard time explaining why there is so much evil, why there is so much violence and hate in this world. And they also do not see a need for a Savior from their sin. The second kind are those who believe that they are a sinner, but it's not their fault. It's someone else's fault. It's my parents' parenting. It's because of such and such, or this circumstance, or what have you, I'm unlucky. These will be surprised on the last day when Jesus himself shows their entire life and judges them according to what they've done, and hold them account. The third kind are those who think that they are sinners, but in a vague way. Yes, I'm a sinner, but I haven't killed anyone. Or, I'm trying my best. That's what counts. This is the most common. This is the best summary of all three so far. It is called justifying yourself. Whereas the Christian looks to, in faith, Christ to justify you, trusting in Jesus' perfection, his righteousness, his death and resurrection and ascension, the one who is lost in sin justifies herself and says, I'm doing my best. I haven't killed anyone. But as you learned last week, no one can justify himself or herself. You are justified. You are made not guilty. You are declared righteous by Jesus' death and his resurrection alone. Jesus tells us that he ascended into heaven in order to stand before his Father and to point to your faith in Jesus' death and resurrection. That's how he convicts the world concerning righteousness through the Holy Spirit. He has ascended and is in front of the Father, and he points to your righteous faith. And that's a good thing, Because of that faith, and by that faith alone, the Father sees you as holy and perfect, beloved. And Jesus sends the Holy Spirit to guide the apostles in all truth. And the apostles take Christ's words and they give them to the people. And those words became the apostles' preaching and teaching. Those words became the Holy Scriptures. And still to this day, the Holy Spirit convicts you, I, in spirit and in truth, convicts us concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment by the Holy Scriptures, by preaching, by amazing hymns, the words. Therefore, there are three kinds of sinners. Find yourself among them, because you must be convicted by the Holy Spirit's work in the words of the Scriptures, preaching, or the words of Christ from a friend or a family member or a pastor. You must repent or remain unforgiven. A joy in life is learning to hate your sin, to desire to, above all things, put it to death by faith in Christ, to receive his commands with joy, to walk in new life, the life of a Christian. In the second place, the Holy Spirit will convict the world regarding righteousness. Once again, people who are still worldly will try to justify themselves, as we've already explained, or make themselves holy. And they'll do this in three ways. They'll say, either I'm an upstanding citizen, so trying to make themselves righteous by being a good citizen, or I volunteer for such and such charity, or I do lots of nice things for people. That's a second way. Or finally, someone will make themselves righteous by saying, I mean, I'm overall a good person. But the Scriptures say that people are dead in their sin. The Scriptures say no one is good. They say, no, not one. And finally, they say, even your good works, if not done in faith, are but filthy rags that you hold before the Lord and say, look how great I am. Do not attempt to plead your own case before our holy God. You'll only be ashamed. Faith in the crucified, risen, and ascended Jesus Christ is our only appeal, which we can stand before God. And this is faith. You cannot see faith or this righteousness. It's hidden in the heart, but you can see the fruit of righteousness. And the fruit is this: thanksgiving to God, an active life of prayer and worship, a love for God's word, a love for God's word in music, the singing of the church, voices lifted high together. God designed our ears to do something beautiful. He designed our ears in this way that if more than one person is singing, Jeremy can explain this to you later. It has a name, I think. But when lots of people are all singing at one time, it doesn't matter if all those individual voices are really good or really bad. They'll blend together like a fine wine or a fine whiskey and be appealing not only to you, but it'll be a fragrant offering of praise to the Lord. The Holy Spirit testifies of Christ's righteousness. And this looks like Jesus showing his beautiful wounds to the Father and saying, look what I did for them. Look what I did for them. And in that way, he gives his righteousness to you because you believe in his death and his resurrection and his ascension by faith. Finally, The Holy Spirit will convict the world concerning judgment. And this one is tricky because Jesus doesn't say what you think he's going to say. It's the scariest for me in my work. It's the scariest for me in my work. Because I talk to all sorts of different kinds of people, and if I'm being good that day, I won't keep hidden that I'm a pastor. All right? Because that usually makes the conversation go a certain way. And when I meet people, when I talk with them at the gym or at the Jewel or at a wedding, I meet all kinds of people who think that God is not holy. And that's a really scary thing. They believe that God does not, as a holy or the holy God, demand holiness, righteousness, perfection. People say things like, God will not judge me, or God is too loving to judge me. Make no mistake. Jesus Christ will come again to judge the living and the dead. And if you don't have faith, if you don't repent, that's scary. He will come in anger as the King of Kings. He will make what is said and planned in secret, kept from others. He will shout it from the rooftops in front of all of your friends, family, and enemies. He will bring the darkness out of your heart to the light for all to see. And sometimes he won't just do that on the last day. He'll do that now, in the here and now. Judgment is real. And judgment is coming. Woe to those who do not have faith in Christ. But have you received the Holy Spirit? We know today that Jesus has sent you the Holy Spirit if you have been convicted of the judgment. And what that means is this, right? Hopefully, if you've learned one thing in all of my preaching and teaching over the last 3 years, you can say, I have the Holy Spirit. Why? Because I am baptized into Christ. Satan, hear this proclamation, right? By appealing to your receiving of his word and of his baptism, if you have him, if you have the Spirit, if your body has been made a temple of the Spirit, you will know that Jesus does not judge you. He does not come in anger as the King of Kings to you. No, he comes as the precious, gentle Lamb who was slain but now lives, who from his wounds flow forgiveness, mercy, and grace. But what's so awesome about what Jesus says, the surprise when he explains this threefold conviction by the Holy Spirit, he says, convicted of righteousness, and then he says, the ruler of this world has been judged. That's the great mystery. We, when we were of the world, we were scared of Jesus because we thought he had come to judge us. No, he came to judge, and he did judge. He defeated the devil. He bound him up. He threw him down from heaven when he ascended. He saw him fall like lightning. He has been judged, and he remains bound in the lake of fire. My beloved Saint John writes that this is the reason why the Son of Man has come into the world, to destroy the work of the devil. And he has done it. Jesus has overcome and defeated the originator of all of the lies that would have you believe that you remain sinful, that would have you believe you are not righteous, that would believe that judgment is coming for you. But that is not true if you have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you feel contrition, you hate your sin, you repent of it, and you trust in Jesus, new life awaits. In Christ's crucifixion, in his resurrection, in his ascension, which has defeated the works of the devil, has thrown him from heaven. Satan is judged. He is found guilty. But you have not. You have been tested, and you have been found righteous by faith. And so enjoy, cantate, praise the Lord with song. Be filled with the joy of the blessed assurance. You are righteous by faith in Jesus Christ. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. He has died, risen, and ascended for you. You need not fear judgment. You have been convicted by the Holy Spirit concerning your sin. You have repented. You have turned to. You have trusted in Christ, his death, his resurrection, his ascension. And because he has ascended to be before the Father, he daily, on your behalf, appeals to your faith and says, he, she, my brother, my sister, is righteous. This is all yours by faith, gifts. On the last day, you will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. But when you stand there, his victory over your sin will be what you talk about. His victory over death, his victory over the evil one, and his victory will be yours. Rejoice in it now. Sing out, people of Christ. Let's finish our hymn when we sing about the glorious action of Jesus Christ in the world and in your life. As we sing the glorious battle songs in preparation for the Lord's Supper and in thanksgiving for it, your Savior Jesus, risen and ascended, is here for you. Hallelujah, Christ is risen.